Okay, everybody, long overdue. It is June 20th, 2023. It is 10:33 a.m. There is a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. Please silence your mobile devices. Okay. Moving right along to item number two is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you can all stand and join me in that.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving on to item number three, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for June 20, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's agenda? All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No questions, thank you.
Okay, is there any public comment regarding today's agenda and what is on it? Not seeing any public comment. Jimmy, just make sure you let me know if there's a hand raise, please. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number four, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the May 2nd, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the minutes from May 2nd?
No question.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment from the May 2nd meeting minutes? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our May 2nd meeting as presented.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number five, which is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's consent agenda?
No questions.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell.
No questions, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number six is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. That said, is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment. We are going to move on to item number seven, which is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. For those that are here in person, I ask you that you just speak in a loud voice as best as possible. And with that, we're going to kick off with the Sheriff's Office.
Commissioners, good morning. Good
morning, Sheriff.
Okay. Good morning. Sheriff Cullen for the record. Kind of a fun note here. I just wanted to discuss or bring up my off-highway vehicle program grant that we submitted on June 8th for the Sheriff's Office. This grant's fairly simple when it goes to grants. It provides equipment and funding for the officers to get out off-road areas and do some enforcement and education for off-road users in the area. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I've noticed a very big increase in off-road use this year up here in Story County. I was appointed to the commission, the Off-Highway Vehicle Commission, back in January, I think it was, of this year. And I am the vice chair on that commission. And I think it's a great program, especially for our county, to where we can bring some education and education on responsible use of off-highway vehicle areas, you know, which we need up here in the county. And like I said, this provides for equipment and funding for our program that we're starting. So that's all I have for you this morning.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sheriff.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Moving on to the fire chief.
No comments today.
All right. How about Public Works?
Chairman, Commissioners, Jason Worsbecky for the record. As most of you already know, the last couple weeks, the storms we had, widespread debris flows, a lot of water. It's going to take us a long time to put everything back together. And that's about all I have at this point in time.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Moving on to Special Projects Coordinator, Mike Northern.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nothing to report today.
All right. How about communications, Becky Parsons?
Becky Parsons, I need to report to you.
All right. Business Development Director, Laura Mather.
Good morning, Laura Mather for the record. I just wanted to take this opportunity to remind all of the businesses in Story County of the resources that are available, particularly for our small businesses up here on the Comstock. So, on our county website, under either the business development link or the new business link that's on the top of our Story County website, if you click on that and go to resources and links, I have a whole list of resources. I checked every single link, and they all work. They all actually go to somewhere. But there's just a tremendous amount of resources that are available for businesses within our county, and I'm gradually learning more and more about the opportunities. So the governor's office has small business authority. There's the Nevada Small Business Development Authority through UNR. There's just a whole resource list out there for all of our businesses. So if anybody has any questions on finding employees, employees finding work, really just about everything that has to do with running a business, there are resources available. So I just want to remind everybody, if they go to our website under either business development or new businesses, there's all kinds of information there, or everybody's always can feel free to call me if they can't find anything or need any assistance. That's the end of my report.
All right. Thank you, Laura. Moving right along to emergency management, Mike Bullion. All right, that's always good. VCTC, Todd Tuttle.
Good morning, Todd Tuttle, Tourism Director, for the record. Just following through our Sweets and Treats event that was held on Saturday, September 10th, organized by Finders Keepers, was a phenomenal success. Had over 150 that registered and signed up, and an excellent report and response from the families that came to attend. On Tuesday, June 13th, we had another mix and mingle. We're starting a regular program. They're available the second Tuesday of every month. 58 in attendance from the merchants that are in the city, and Sheriff Cullen had a moment to talk about safety and organization, about how to remain safe and provide a little better safety measure for those merchants. Coming up, the 4th of July parade, in preparation for it, we will start setting up for the parade around 10:30 in the morning. The parade will occur at 12 o'clock. Also in activities that day at 6 o'clock will be the Comstock Cowboys and the big free amendment concert. And then at dusk, we anticipate that to be about 8:45 for fireworks spectacular out over the valley. So we're looking forward to a phenomenal 4th of July event. Also keep in mind the Hot August Nights event coming up on July 28th through the 29th. That will affect C Street. We'll be closed all the way from the Firehouse Grill down to Sutton, and access to C Street will be limited, obviously, during that time period. Cars begin to set up around 7 in the morning and then released at about 4 to 5 o'clock for the crews up and down the street. And then access will then be given after that. So that's a quick analysis of what's coming up.
All right, thank you, Todd. Moving right along to the Comptroller's Office. Comptroller McCain.
Nothing at this time, thank you.
All right, thank you. I don't believe we have the assessor on. How about the Planning Department, Kathy Canfield? All right. How about the Recorder's Office? Drew.
Thanks for report today. Thank you.
All right. The IT Department. James?
Good morning, Commissioners. Doing an air conditioning repair out of TRI this morning. I have nothing to report. Thank you.
All right. We have some technical issues regarding Zoom today. But air conditioning is important. So, thank you, James. Human Resources. Brandy. All right. Community Development, Pete Renell. No. All right. How about the Story County Senior Center? No, Stacy. I don't see Eric, Justice Court. How about the DA's office?
Nothing to report today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Before I drop off, I do notice that we have some nonprofits with us today. I believe Erica Perry, do you have anything for us about St. Mary's?
Not today. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Next on my list is the county manager.
Very short, Mr. Chairman. Our next town halls in the communities, mainly pertaining to the master plan update, are June 29th at Lockwood. July 20th meeting in the Highlands was moved to July 19th, August 10th in Mark Twain, August 24th in Virginia City. Thank you. And all of them are at 5:30.
All right. Thank you. Last but never least, the Clerk Treasurer's Office.
Jim Hindle, Clerk and Treasurer. Just want to thank everybody for bearing with us during the technical difficulties we have. We've got the JAVS technical crew coming up tomorrow morning, but I guess it's a day late, and we're going to make sure that they're a dollar short.
Much appreciated, Jim. All right, if there's anybody that I miss that has a report, please raise your hand. All right, not seeing any. We're going to get back to our agenda. We are on to item number 8, which is board comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for us today, sir?
Nothing to offer today, thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
Just one thing. I don't want to contradict what Todd said, but it sounds like 8:45 is a little ambitious for fireworks. Often they wait till it's completely dark, and so not, if it's 9:30 and they haven't gone up yet, it's not that something's wrong. It's just sometimes that's what it takes. So, that's all.
All right. Thank you. And I don't have anything today, which is good news. Moving on to item number 9. This is discussion only. Presentation by county staff and lobbyists on various bills and actions of the Nevada legislature during the 2023 legislative session. And special legislative session as well. County Manager,
all right,
kick
thank
this
you,
off.
Mr. Chairman Austin Osborne, for the record, County Manager. I'll kick it off. And with us, some folks, Mary Walker's with us too, and she's going to come on up. Thank you, Commissioner. So I'll get us started here a little bit of a moment. I'm going to pass the mic over to our lobbyists who have been working with us throughout the legislative session on a various set of bills. Over the last 3 years, we really have worked as a team, all of us, and that includes Walker and Associates, Silver State Government Relations, Foley and Associates, Greg Hess, and our internal team who work with them regularly, including our commissioners individually working on different sets of bills. Very appreciated with Commissioner Mitchell as the designated legislative representative. Myself, our comptroller, our district attorney's office, and a lot of our elected offices, each involved in these processes. And I also want to add RCG Economics or John Restrepo to the team, as he's been providing a lot of backup and research for the white paper and other things we've used for various bills. Each of us work as a team. That's why we have the number of lobbyists that we do, because each of these individuals bring unique background, experiences, and connections that are necessary for the myriad of different issues that the county is faced with in legislation. And it really is an all angles approach. It is not just one person would be able to just go and handle it all. There's lots of different techniques and tactics that are used in each of these legislative approaches. So about, I can tell you this year alone, since January, myself and each individual person they see up here today has put in over 1,000 hours each in Senate Bill 432, trying to take our Tesla money, Senate Bill 81, trying to play games with us regionally, AB 63, AB 143, and a myriad of other bills that you're going to hear from our lobbyists here and their updates. And this includes research, includes papers that are written, media outreach, and various things that we've done, like TV commercials this year. Office visits down in the legislature that just take hours and hours and hours to meet with these folks, and direct lobbying and other methods. It's all of these different things that make things go the reason or go the way we need them to go. And I can tell you, just last session, 2,000 hours ago, was put just into the legislation regarding innovation zones with the same team of folks that you have here working with us today. So I'm proud to work with every one of these people. They have great things to add. And I'm going to pass the torch over to start off. I think Helen will be able to get on Zoom. I know she's on there. And then Greg Hess, who will talk about what they're working on. And then we're going to have Walker and Associates speak, and then go down our list of other folks in their own respective areas that they had worked throughout the session. So, Bum, if you want to come on up, I'll pass it over.
Or Helen first. Did you say Helen first?
Got it there. Bum Hess for the record. How are you guys today? It's been a while since I've seen you all together, other than in a bar. Helen will come in. I think I'll just do some explanation, then Helen will pop on, then I'll finish it up. We're going to kind of break it down into who did what on some of the different bills. And Helen and I are going to talk about 81 and 432 mostly. 432 is, as you know, the grab to get all of our money, leave us 20% of what we've earned over the last 10 years from the Tesla money. And then 81 was just another hand of that, which is impact bills, fees, which will, you know, we got that vetoed last Friday. So that's no longer. 432 is a tough one because it was a Republican bill, and the governor was listening, you know, to different folks at the time, and so we were able to kill that actually fairly early on in comparison to, you know, some of the other bills. But 432 was, and there will be something else next legislature for sure, trying to do the same thing. With Story County's money, we're pretty good bullseye now. So, you know, we're just going to have to watch out for a lot of these things. But I do want to thank the governor in particular for ending this bill. It was, for the most part, his decision to make sure that this didn't go forward. And with that, I'll turn it over to Helen. Can you hear us here, Helen?
I can. Can you hear me?
We can, loud and clear. So you go ahead now, and then I'll finish up after you.
Well, Bum, thank you so much, and thank you to the county commissioners, especially to Austin and to Clay, who seems to be there and on call every day, every week, to try to resolve some of these issues. I really believe that specifically these two bills, it was a tremendous success for your county. When we first heard about the bill to try to take the abatement money away, we were rather shocked. You made a commitment 10 years ago on the property tax, excise taxes, and the sales and use tax to give us those taxes for quite a while. And on projects that haven't had a capital investment of at least $1 billion. It's been a real hardship on your county. And then for them to come and attempt to bait and switch and change things out would have been so terrible for not only the projects you have in Horry County, but the precedent it would have set statewide for any of the counties to negotiate major developers to bring projects in if the money was going to be taken away. Specifically on this project, because we kept hearing about it all session, and then finally it was introduced. And it was introduced by Heidi on behalf of the governor's office, where they would take 60% of the money away and add it to an account to mitigate regional impacts of economic development. They would take another 20% and distribute that throughout the state to all economic development authorities, leaving the county that had made that big commitment only 20% of the money. And we would start receiving those dollars on a quarterly basis. But what did that have to prove? I guess they were concerned that people who were making the money in Horry County were living in other counties, and that there had been a significant impact on those counties, and wanted to redistribute those funds to wherever people lived. Well, we, and I have to thank Mary Walker, Will and Sarah Adler, and of course your team, who all got together, and Bum helped us tremendously, and we worked very closely with NACA, with the individual rural counties, but also Clark County, to share with them the alarm that we had about this bill and how damaging it would be for any major project, thinking of to any part of the state. We're only going to get 20% of that, especially since it's been 9 years since that agreement was made. Next year is finally, after all the sacrifices, the time when we could have been recouping some of this money. Fortunately, we received help as well from Congressman Anaday, and he gathered a lot of the rural areas together, the frontier counties, and had them all screaming and yelling about this. And I think the governor realized that this wasn't the appropriate way of going about it. So now this does not mean that any future development might have some restrictions in it, and we have to look very closely at that. But for the time being, and for these tax abatements, this bill died. In fact, it didn't even get a hearing. We really thank the governor for backing up on this and not putting himself or us through this exercise, because it was inappropriate for all of us to have this proceed. So, Bob, do you have anything else to say about this legislation?
Not that I can say publicly, but no, just, you know, like I say, we've been doing this. Skip's had a similar bill like this since at least 2017. I think I remember one back in 15, possibly two. You know, we got a bullseye, and Tesla helped put it there, and it's just the way that we do things that, you know, quite frankly, and not to throw any mud on Washoe, but they're quite jealous of what we do. And, you know, until they can figure out how to do what we do, you know, they're going to try to come after us. And it's not just going to be Washoe, it's going to be kind of a statewide